encendida en salsa. It's considered to be possible.
You don't feel the cold in the
night time? I'm going
on. You ask if you feel the cold in the night time.
Oh, a little. Okay.
Is this your first visit to
her?
Yes.
My sister is learning at one institute of technology, just like the university. She is doing some course in social work. Social work. She works at one hospital.
Mm-hmm.
One psychiatric nursing hospital. She's learning how to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others.
What for your benefit?
Pardon?
What you're doing for your benefit?
For my benefit, it develops me because it helps me to learn to give to others rather than, you know.
That's fine. Everyone is doing for others. But what he's doing for himself?
Well, I feel that it has developed me as a person, you know. I can look more into myself by helping others.
So, what is the way of helping?
Well, sort of in society, you know, it's full of problems and people are just sort of lost. And I can't solve their problems, but I can help them to cope with them more adequately. You know, that's what I hope to be able to do when I qualify.
But do you know what is the problem?
The problem? No, that's why they come to you, really. You know, they're expecting an answer. You can't really give them one, but, you know.
The real problem is birth, age, old age, and disease. So, we are dealing with that problem. Now, does anybody like to die?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But the death is there.
Yeah, that's
the same.
It's inevitable.
Huh?
It's inevitable, isn't it?
Inevitable, but you cannot avoid it. That you have been. That is the principal assessment movement. That you can avoid this problem, but death, old age, and disease. That is our problem.
But you always have disease, you always have some old age.
Yes, but just like you are diseased, so all the problems are there. But when you become cured of the disease, then there is no problem. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness movement means training people how to go back to home, back to God. And as soon as he is educated to go back to home, back to God, then all problems solved. Find out this verse. Janma parma swami jibbam vijana sattva tattva diha punat janma naiti naniti kaunti.
Janma parma swami jibbam Hiram Jogati Tatratar Sakwadi Ram Punajana Magimamiti Sojan. Translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
This is the solution of the real problem. That after, if you understand Krishna, then after giving up this body, you don't accept another material body. And the material existence, the problems are not solved because we have to, after death, we have to accept another material body. And as soon as you accept the material body, the sufferings are there. At least these four sufferings. God's gate or later music. So it continues. If you take the body of a human being, God's gate or later music is there. If you take the body of a heavenly demigod, the God's gate or later music is there. Or if you take the body of a dog, the God's gate or later music is there. So any kind of bat, material one, we have to accept these four problems. And there are many other problems. But if we stop accepting a material body, then we increase it. So we are training people. Simply, dhamma parma sono dibba. What is the purpose?
The Lord's descent from His transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of a living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma-jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning again to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body, and does not run the risk of returning again to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has to understand this fact, one has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Eko devo nicha lilanurakto bhakta vyapi vijyantaratma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvamasi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion. Tami vavi tvat srimit yumeti nanya banta vidyate yananaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no alternative, because anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance. Consequently, he will not attain salvation, simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection.
So if you distribute this knowledge, that will be real society. And if you did some help, temporary, that he remains subjected to the rules of birth, death and old age, that is temporary.
If you're devoted enough, can you gain release from birth, death and old age?
Yeah,
losing one material life is necessary to go back to return?
No.
It's only if you haven't got rid of these impurities that you have to return, take on another body?
Yeah, these things, do not try to understand Krishna, then you have to. Yet it is said, one who understands me, definitely, he does not. So, try to understand Krishna. This is the Satan Satya. And you become free from birth and death and all.
And what about before they join Krishna consciousness?
Hmm?
What about before they join Krishna consciousness?
You are subjected to birth and death and all
this. And after they join it?
And if you take to Krishna consciousness, you understand Krishna, then you become free.
But your body still suffers death.
Yes, as soon as you get a material body, then you suffer. Mm. I get this body, an Australian body or American body, a dog body or cat body, a tree body, any body, material body, you will suffer. But someone is transferred of body, that is also suffering. Material world, it is only suffering. But because people are in ignorance, they take suffering as enjoyment.
Why is there so much human suffering?
Because you have accepted this material body.
And this is why?
Huh?
So much human suffering.
Yes. On account of accepting a material body. Therefore, everyone of us should try how to avoid this process of accepting a material body. That should be our only endeavor. Not to make a temporary solution. That is not a very good solution.
But the world will never always will all become Krishna conscious, will they?
Hmm?
There will always be different scriptures.
Well, depends.
It's in scriptures that everyone won't all become Krishna conscious in the world.
So if you are serious to become Krishna conscious, then you hear Krishna, what does he say, and you do that.
What about for a child, a newly born baby, are they born into a material body because of their parents, bad dreams?
No. He has taken that particular body in terms of his past activity. One is born as a human child, one is born as a dog cat, one is born as something else. According to the body is offered by material nature, according to his work. That's why we are discussing Pratishek Kriyamana and Bhunisarvani. Material nature, by the order, God is within you. God is sitting there. He knows what you want. So God orders material nature, giving certain set body. He wants to enjoy it. The material nature, that he gives us this body, he is material, under the control of the material nature. The material nature sends him to such a father, and the father gives the seminar in the mother's home, and mother gives him the body.
I believe that there's God in everybody, but why are some people so evil?
Huh?
Why are some people so evil?
Because he does not care for the words of God.
But as I say, God is within all of you.
Yeah, God is there. Bhagavan saying that you don't do like that. Sarvadharmān paritajyamāne, you just having it, but we learned it.
And you people can sit, but can be so easy.
Therefore God gives him chance, all right, in that every life. And make your life risky. What can I do?
The people know when they're doing evil, don't they?
Just like you have got children. You say, according to your knowledge, every children, my life, children, you do. But it is not necessary that they are alive by your Similarly, God gives you an instruction that you give up all this. You simply surrender to me. I shall take charge. But he does not do that. He wants to live independently. Every second.
But
there's
so much evil.
Huh?
There's so much evil in the world.
Evil?
Evil.
Evil.
Evil. Yeah, this is evil. You don't try to carry out the orders of God. This is evil.
But what I'm trying to say is there's more evil in the world than goodness.
Yes, unless there's evil, why you are in this material world? You have accepted evil. Therefore you are in this material world. And if you accept God, the good, then you are in the spiritual world. You don't accept God, you want evil. Therefore you are in the material world. You are staying in the joy, prisoners. Who are they? They are all prisoners. Similarly, every one of us who are within this material world, they are all criminals because they have disobeyed the order of God. In different status only, but they are all criminals. Because every one of them is subjected to the rules of nature, but they are told as anything. Your child is very intelligent. He has taken to this. Now you can do it. With him. For mother and daughter.
And his wife.
Huh?
And his wife.
My wife. His wife.
What is your wife?
Melbourne. Subbalakshmi Devi.
Oh.
Bigger,
BDT, distributor. Okay. So, the husband, wife, and child, happy. Now the mother and sister should be happy.
I'm happy
that
my children are happy.
Yes, but if you take to the spandancer test, then you're more happy. You'll have to check. Because son inherits the quality of mother. So you have birth equality. You are not exhibiting now. So, by the influence of your son, you get to it.
Has everyone the potential to
Everyone.
But what about people that are never, that are always
putting into this? He does not care. He does not
care who he is. That's what I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that
he cares. He has the potentiality. If you agree, Krishna says, Sarvadharmān paritajyamāne, if you agree to Krishna's proposal, then there is potentiality manifest.
But what about people that are never exposed to Krishna consciousness?
Then you suffer. He personally changed his body one after another, sometimes good body, sometimes bad body, and he's suffering. So as soon as we accept a material body, he's suffering. It may be good body or bad body, it doesn't matter. Suffering is there. When a dog is taking bath, he has to take the suffering within the womb of its mother, and a human body is telling him, and he has also taken it. It is not so to remain with 10 months within the backed up a dormant abhimana. Will it be pleasant? Do you think? If you are kept in that way now, you die, you will preach it.
Mm.
In that condition, you have to live 10 months. How much suffering it was?
Suffering for whom?
Huh?
Suffering for whom?
Suffering for the man who is taking bath. Sometimes now they are killing. Mana is killing. The time is coming so bad that mana is killing child.
What about life euthanasia, say, isn't that non-acceptance of a material body? If by some reason the child isn't allowed to,
Yeah, that is said, yes. The people who understand to stop, that after giving her this body, this is material body, you have to give her. So you are not coming again in the womb of another material body. You are terrified to the spiritual world. By nature's law. They do not know the subtle laws which is going on underneath. They are simply concerned superficial. Because they have no knowledge of the spirit soul. They think the body is everything. So therefore knowledge is imperfect. Body is only the covering. The real person is the spirit soul. The modern education has no knowledge of it.
But most people are materialistically minded, aren't they? There's very few that aren't.
Most people are materialistically minded. But many people are spiritually inclined.
Yeah. It is a defect of the modern.
Yes.
And therefore they are somebody.
Get back to Godhead.
That is said here. Try to understand Krishna and go back to Godhead.
Now, how can you follow it if you've never been exposed to
the book is
Krishna? Yeah, but people have never seen the book, never met Krishna.
Oh, yes. The book is available. Why don't you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. But there's a lot of people all over the world.
But you're going door to door. Can't you see? Take this book.
You're not doing your job, boys.
The main business is to sell the book for the people to make their hands of it.
And that's the
idea. We are Mumbai. We have got 50 books like that, 400 pages each. This is 1,000 pages. We are giving enough knowledge.
For people to become interested.
Yes.
But nobody off the street would go into the temple, would they?
Anyway, if you come to contact with that, he's there. We are giving opportunity, can you see? Come in contact with that. Just now, before you went, big man came. So, I talked about that class man. And he admitted, that he said at the last moment, now let me go and engage myself in post-class activities. Everyone is engaged in post-class activities. And we are trying to make such class. That is it. Krishna consciousness.
But a hard job ahead of you then.
Yes. Very hard job. But then everyone can become first class if you like.
If they want to.
This is similar to that many views of psychologists who believe in self-actualization.
Your belief is the one thing and act is the
other. They hypothesize that you can reach
I believe. Who will believe something wrong? There is no. You must know the fact. There is no.
But a person knows if they're doing wrong. Always.
If you are educated in the wrong way, then you do that.
But I mean, a person knows when they're doing wrong. They know when they're doing evil.
No, they cannot understand. They're sometimes doing wrong things. That's right. So many wrong things there are. And one has to suffer. Nature is not excuse. Mm.
I think I finished the program.
You didn't do that?
Yes.
So try to bring your mother and sister to this apartment. That is your duty. And Krishna will help because they are in lessons with you. Krishna will help them. Your family, Krishna will think of your family. This way, the soldier is fighting. The government takes care of his family. That is special to them. If he dies in the fighting, the government gives pension to the family member. So you are fortunate in that way. Because your son is fighting with Maya. So you take advantage. You give the book, you try to defend the potential, and your own son is there, you can take the respect and come in. So take advantage. Don't lose this opportunity.
What do you think about Hebrew religion? What do you think about Hebrew religion?
Well, there cannot be Hebrew religion, Christian religion, Hindu religion is one. Religion means God's rules. So God is one.
That's much more.
So, Hebrew or this or that, you can manufacture so many ways. But God's ruling is one, that you surrender to. That's it.
So we all believe in the one God.
Yes. God is one. God cannot be two. Then he is not God. There cannot be two gods. God is one. Otherwise, what is the meaning of God?
Yes,
sir. No? And like this, Hatta Paradaram Nanya Kintiyosti.
Matar Palataram Nanya, Chinchidasti Dhananjaya, Mai Sarami Dantotam, Sutte Manidananiva, Translation. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strewn on a thread.
God is the supreme truth. So supreme truth cannot be Hebrew truth, Christian truth, Hindu truth. Truth is truth. It's like gold. Because gold is found in America. Somebody says it's the American gold. It is gold. So similarly, God is one. He is for Hebrew, he is for Hindu, he is for Muslim, he is for everything. Simply we have to know what is God. So if you try to understand through Hindu religion, that's all right. But if you come to know what is God, Yes, don't they?
Yes.
And then if you use this, if you cannot understand what is God, then Hindu, Muslim, Christian, these different names, they use it. And if you understand God, then whatever method it is, it is all good.
Yes.
The first of all, whether the Hebrews, they do understand what is God. That is the point. You are asking about the Hebrews, so do you think that through the Hebrew method one can understand God?
I think one can understand God regardless of what religion you are.
Understand, but suppose, are you Hebrew?
Yes.
So what is the nature of God? Can you explain?
Well, I can't explain.
Then what do you know about God? You do not know what is God.
I believe in God.
Believing, that is what. Believing Father. Everyone has got Father. But if you do not know what is, who is your Father, what does he do, then that is not perfect knowledge. It is a fact, without Father nobody is born. So in your child has not seen who is her father. But it is a fact. There is a fact. But she or he must know who is him. What is his nature? What does he do? And that is perfect. Simply to know I have got a father is not perfect. I must know who is that father, what does he do, what does he mean. But that is what it is. Otherwise, it is assumed that every man has got a father. Without father, how he can come into existence? That's a fact. But if he does not know who is actually his father, that is imperfect knowledge. What do you think, the nature of God?
He is all-knowing.
All-knowledgeable.
All-knowledgeable.
Yes, my conception of...
Then all-knowledgeable means you must know. All-knowledgeable. You just explain what is the nature of God.
But she said God knows everything. That is her.
God knows everything. But everything is that if we accept this formula, then he knows past, present and future.
No, that's right. Knowing past, present and future, no, I don't see that.
No, no.
Just eternal.
God knows everything means he knows past, present and future. That is all. So, if he knows past, present and future, then he should accept his instruction. That should be the next. So what is his instruction?
Instruction.
His instruction is, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakto Vajjariman Namaste.
Manmana bhagavad bhakto adhyaji mam namaskuru mam irayishasi satyam te adhijane suyoshune. Translation. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Now, Manmana, you have to think of God. But if you do not know who is God, then how do you think of it? If I say that you always think of me, now you are seeing me, you can think of me. But if you have no knowledge about me, who is, then how you can think of me?
It's only by what you're told. About God, and you have to develop your own conception until you actually meet him.
Now we are saying and hearing God, Krishna. They're accepting and they're thinking of God. And they're making progress.
But have they met God?
Yes. Krishna is God.
They can believe in him, but have they met him?
The belief that is being effective. It is not blind belief. They are seeing the picture of Krishna and they are thinking of Krishna and they are making progress.
But that would be the same if I could see a picture of you. I could see
Krishna. Is that the fact?
Yeah.
Myself and my picture, is there any difference?
Yes.
Yeah. If you see my picture, you see me. This is material picture. But yeah. God is omnipotent. Yeah. God's picture is also God. That is God's potential. Otherwise, we are all sitting deeply. People might think this is the form of Krishna. The form of Krishna, the name of Krishna, the quality of Krishna, they are all Krishna. That is also. There is not, in the material world there is different. Otherwise, while they are engaged in chanting Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, have they become mad? Because Krishna, person, and Krishna's name is healthy. That is absolute. So here it is said, Manmana Bhagavan. So if you chant Krishna's name, that means you are directly associating with Krishna. That's how you are becoming really fire. It's like if you associate with fire, you remain always one. Is it not? If you remain near the pathless, you remain always one. Similarly, if you chant Krishna, Krishna's name and Krishna not the fire, that we will remain all as spiritual. Simple thing. You can't Krishna. Easy thing. And you remain in Krishna. That is the difference. This Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form. This picture is here, then Krishna is here. You have to realize this. Krishna is so kind because you cannot see Krishna now with your material eyes. But Krishna has appeared before you so that you can see him with your material eyes. This is Krishna's mercy. But he is Krishna. Krishna is everything. God is everything. So why the picture of God is not there? We say God is omnipotent, omnipresent. So why Krishna is not present in the picture? Then what is the meaning of omnipresent? If he is omnipresent, he is present also. Picture? Where is the objection? But that's a fact. He is omnipresent. He is present everywhere. Now, to become convenient for you, he has appeared like this.
But you don't need to see the picture in him.
Huh?
You don't need to have the, with his omnipotence, you don't need to have the picture.
No, because you, without seeing him, you do not develop this tapas. You require to see him. So he has appeared before you so that you can see. That is his mercy. So that you see him and you think of it. You see him and think of it. That is the meaning of it. You cannot say, I'm not seeing God. Here is God. You see God's picture here in the temple, in the Shastra, description is there. And it's like in the Brahma-samhita, it is said, Vedam tannantam aravindadalaya taksham Krishna is playing on his flute. Everything in Parmesan, he did that. He gave his brain into it. His eyes are like lotus petals. You see? The description, and the Vedas, and the picture, the same. So this is not imagination. It is the Vedas in illusion. Then Suraji, the Vipalayantam, the cows. Krishna is born, very much fond of cows. So what is stated in the Veda about Krishna? This is the picture. Not imagination. Not that we are imagining something. Like, this is like, no. It is paramatma. Established, the basic knowledge. So you find Krishna's form like this everywhere. In India, there are millions of temples. Everywhere you find this.
How old is Krishna?
He's never old. That is material Krishna. He is the oldest person, he is the origin of everything.
It is.
Yeah, therefore he is the oldest. That is stated in the moment. Advaita Achyutaya Nadi Ananta Rupam, Ananta Rupam, Adyam, the origin. Navadyupam, that he is all young. He is the oldest person, he is the original person. From whom we are all born, but he is always young. Navaju, Nava, Nava means new is youthful. It is not that, because Krishna is the oldest person, therefore he has become very old. Very material person.
Please.